Big preseason win last night for the Baltimore Ravens. And maybe your boy. I don't know. We'll see. See how that works out. Don't really like to talk too much about it when it goes right. Do I, Rand?
No, never. No.
I'll wear those losses.
No, yeah.
I'll wear them all
always.
The time.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. Every once in a while, you do get it right. You know who got something right last night?
Who's that?
They weren't even playing.
Who?
The Carolina Panthers. Matt Rhule going into year three. I went to the Panthers' last home game last year, Anthony. They were playing the Buccaneers. Tom Brady, you know, trying to win another Super Bowl at the time. The Bucs are, you know, trying to get a higher seed, playoff positioning, all those things. And the Panthers, by about the second quarter, they were fire Matt Rhule chants, and they were booing Matt Rhule. And he brought Sam Darnold back into that game for Cam Newton. And remember, he's playing musical chairs with quarterbacks. And
that always goes well, right?
It seems to be the thing that he does, to play a lot of musical chairs with quarterbacks. We'll get to that in a second. But there was a lot of discontent among Panther fans. And that has bled over to the start of this season because owner David Tepper didn't make a change after the Panthers went 5-12 last year. I can understand David Tepper is coming from the Pittsburgh Steelers family. The Steelers have had three coaches in 60 years. So they're not, you would think Tepper, by osmosis being in Pittsburgh, is going to give a coach a little bit more of a runway than, say, Jacksonville, right? Or Cleveland, who changes their coach every other week.
Okay.
So it didn't surprise me that Matt Rhule was coming back for year three. Now, I would not have bought Matt Rhule back for year three, but I'm not David Tepper. But here's the thing that David Tepper did yesterday at Panther Fest. He finally showed me he might get this thing, that he might have a chance. After the Panther Fest was over, and it was like a little bit of a glorified scrimmage. They're running around. It's for the fans. And here's Matt Rhule on the field, okay, after not a preseason game, but a glorified practice, and he's talking about the quarterbacks in particular, but he's actually talking about, you know, how great it's been for Charlotte FC and all the different concerts that have been in Charlotte. Here's the part, let's see if we can catch the part where I'm actually impressed.
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, between soccer, between the concerts, between football, to me, like, it's been a tremendous to see the atmosphere, to see people coming out. So, you know, I'm happy everyone's here. Even the guys saying fire Matt Rhule right now. I'm happy that everyone's out here. Our players worked hard. They deserve it, man. So
there's one fan in the background going, fire Matt Rhule. And he's clapping. And fire Matt Rhule. And then he stops and acknowledges the fan. Like, hey, I'm excited. Even for that guy who came out to practice today. So kudos for the first time in 3 years. I will give kudos to Matt Rhule for actually having his head on a swivel and being ready to walk into the situation that he's in this year. Because in my opinion, Anthony, the money is on the table now. This is time for the Panthers to take a step. We've seen Sean Payton retire for the Saints. We've seen the Falcons completely gut their roster to the point where they're considering starting Marcus Mariota. Yes, Marcus Mariota. And now we don't know. Yeah, Tom Brady says he's only taking a 10-day hiatus, but are we sure? Are we sure we're going to see Tom Brady for a whole football season? Because I'm not. So the door is open there in the NFC South. The money's on the table. I'm here to tell you, I could probably be talked into the Panthers at 10-1 to win the NFC South.
You have them 10-1. You're putting money. You're putting a shekel down on that. What are you putting on that?
I would.
Come on.
I would put a unit on that. I put 100 on that.
Can we cut the tape on this moment? I want to cut tape on this moment, and we're going to play this back because I'm against it. Right? I'm against it.
Okay.
I'm under the 6.5 the win total for the if we finally legalize gambling.
Well, you can actually go to the casino.
Yeah,
at Cherokee.
I'm highly promoting people. You know, legally do it. Do it above the board. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm under the 6.5. I don't believe in musical.
You don't?
I do not believe in musical chairs at quarterback. And I tell you what, how about this fan? I feel like I'm here at a good time as a Jets fan, a tortured Jets fan. I mean, that is a Jets move to go to the Panther Fest.
A practice.
Take time out of your day. You got nothing going on. Boss, I need the day off. I got to go get Matt Rhule. I'm going to break one off for him. I got to go. Fire Matt Rhule, one-man band, get it, be miserable. That is That is amazing to see the Jet fan base infecting the Panther mindset.
Here's the thing. The Panthers open the season. Cleveland, right? No Deshaun Watson. At the Giants. Okay. New Orleans at home. Arizona at home. Frisco at home. Those are the first five games. I think if they could just figure out a way to beat the teams that are like them and the teams that they are better than, they could win 9 football games. The Eagles went 9-8 last year, including a critical game in Charlotte that they won early in the season to give Jalen Hurts some confidence. The Eagles end up in the playoffs at 9-8. I'm sitting here telling you, I'm not guaranteeing you anything. Sure. But what I'm saying to you is in year 3, I actually think the Panthers have a chance to go 9-8 and make the playoffs.
They would have if they got a quarterback and got a quarterback at the right time. You wait all this time and all the drama. Sam is flapping in the wind. Maybe he and the Ghosts are going to play quarterback. Maybe not. Maybe we bring in Baker. Maybe we don't. Maybe it's Deshaun. Maybe not. And then you finally bring Baker in too late. And now he's going to go trot
in.
Wait,
why is it too late? Why is it? Why do you say it's too late?
Because he's got to play. He's got to get to the point. He's got to practice with the squad. I need him throwing the receivers. I need him and Robbie Anderson to be on the same page. I need Robbie.
I mean, he's going to play in both, at least the first two preseason games. You're saying that's not enough?
No, not enough.
The camp is not enough.
No. How many first year? Because they don't even play that much anymore. Except for they don't even practice with pads as much anymore.
That's true.
That I'm big on. Although preseason. My preseason, yes, Harbaugh does. Yes, let's put him in the hall for this. But Dan Campbell, I mean, the Lions. Get me the Lions squad. You watch Hard Knocks yet?
I have.
You got
it's our guy. The Hard Knocks. Official coach of the OG is Dan Campbell.
Oh yeah. My gosh! If he played there, that's different. That squad's going. But Rule, no, yeah, I would have brought him in earlier in the season. Get the familiarity with the playbook. Understand what's going on. Because you got to be able to audible with the line. You got to all work together. I'm not sold on this team.
I think football is football. I'm not worried about Baker Mayfield. I'm not worried about that at all. Last year, here's one for you. The last year, Panthers go 5-12. They're 4-3 with Christian McCaffrey. 1-9 without him.
You feel confident in a full season, Christian?
I don't know. I mean, he's only played 10 games in the last 2 years. And it's really 9 because the Texans game, he got hurt early in that game. So if you want to throw that one out, they're 3-3 with him last year.
Listen, he's an amazing player. I'm going to take nothing away from him, but can he stay healthy? How many running backs with mileage on them get healthier with more time? I mean,
and I think that's the underrated move of the offseason by the Panthers. Deontay Foreman last year, you'll remember, Derrick Henry went out. He was absolutely torching the NFL with the Titans for the second straight year. He goes down, and the Titans. Remember, they were the number one seed in the AFC last year. A lot of people forget that because of the way that Ryan Tannehill absolutely turtled in the playoffs. It was terrible. I mean, it was awful.
Yeah, that fell apart.
And actually, in my opinion, they tried to do too much with Henry in that playoff game. I thought Foreman was the better back and had showed that he was the better back while Henry was out. Now, he doesn't have Henry's ceiling, but Henry at whatever he was, 70%, 60% in the playoffs, I would rather have Foreman. I thought that was the mistake that the Titans made last year. So underrated move, picking up Foreman. I'm not worried about the transition with Mayfield. It's an even-numbered year. Remember, Baker's very good in even-numbered years. Maybe we'll see what the Panthers can do in this even-numbered years.